Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, here we are, beginning of another weekend. It is very nice in terms of sky coverage, how the sky is covered with partly cloudy skies. But it's hot as hell out there. So, do what you can to stay inside. And, man, special thanks to those of you who work outside in this heat. At a time like this, man, our thoughts are with you. I'm fortunate to be in my apartment in downtown New Orleans, still social distancing the show by doing the show here from my apartment. Hey, look, it's the weekend. It's Free for All Friday. Right now, you need to reach over and crank it up, because this is what you have been waiting for. All right, Free for All Friday on our show this afternoon. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us. What is free for all? Troy, it means we can just really pretty much talk about anything. We can talk about some of the things that we talked about this week. There's a lot going on right now, but we just really open the show to talk about whatever you want to talk about. You know, especially on a Friday, if we don't have to get serious, I'd rather not. But unfortunately, we have to get serious. Another statue of John McDonough was taken down at Lafayette Square. That's right across from Gallier Hall, where the service for Mr. Mardi Gras, Blaine Kern Sr., was taking place earlier. He's being buried today. And some other statues came down in other parts of the city. And the city says, hey, look, you know, we do not condone vandalism. And there's a way to handle these things. And I don't think that we should approve of people pulling down statues randomly, because that could lead to, well, some group says they don't like this, or this group says they don't like that. It just sets a dangerous precedent. And as passionate as some people are about bringing down statues, let's do it the right way. Go through the city council, do it with the right protocol, and then it's cool. But I don't think we should be encouraging people to just tear down statues. I'm sure that's going to be part of our conversation today. Also, I'm just getting this information, and we've got the story on our website, WWL.com. Eminem, the white rapper, Eminem is out with some new music, and it is very, very critical of President Trump. But that's not all. It's also, there seems to be a song that is also critical of Drew Brees. In fact, in one of the songs, Eminem says, F Drew Brees. But I'm sure, since it's Eminem, I'm sure he set it out. And even though Drew Brees has apologized numerous times over what he felt was a mistake, that wasn't good enough. And Eminem is really, we'll try and find the song. Obviously, we can't, you know, play the song on there because it has the F word in it. So anyway, we can talk about that this afternoon as well. If you want to join us with a comment, whether you want to call in or text into the show, it's the same number, 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. So I don't know whether you heard this or not, but right in front of Trump Tower, Mayor de Blasio of New York was part of a group that painted big, bold letters, Black Lives Matter, a big mural right in front of Trump Tower. Well, needless to say, President Trump is not happy with that, and he talked about it.
I got that man everything. I spoke to him many times. He couldn't have been nicer. And then he throws a big Black Lives Matter sign right down in the middle of Fifth Avenue. And all merchants along Fifth Avenue are furious.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, look, that's really putting it in the president's face to do that in front of Trump Tower. I don't know if all are upset. Obviously, there are some merchants that are very, very upset with that. But it's a story we'll follow. Also, I don't know whether you heard this or not, but President Trump says that he expects to wear a mask during his upcoming visit to Walter Reed Hospital. And that's going to be, I believe, this weekend. But he said it's okay to wear a mask if you feel comfortable. And I think that really kind of misses the reason we're supposed to wear masks, which is to show respect for other Americans. In any event, the president says he will probably wear a mask. He expects to wear a mask when he goes to Walter Reed Hospital this weekend. And, you know, I personally think that's a good idea. I'm sure there are Trump loyalists who are upset that he's going to do this. But to me, it doesn't matter whether it's late or not. I mean, at least he's showing that there are times when you really should wear a mask. And there are some people who follow President Trump's every word. They follow his actions. They will do what he does. And so I'm sure there are people not wearing masks because President Trump has really been against wearing a mask. And he's kind of even made fun of the fact that he doesn't like the way it makes him look, and he looks like the Lone Ranger, and he said some things like that. But it's interesting that the president may be under such pressure now that he is expecting to wear a mask when he goes to Walter Reed this weekend. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number's 504-260-1870. That is also our text number as well. Here is a text that says, apologize for freaking what? He stands up for what? This is about Drew Brees, I guess. He stands up for what he believes. That's what ticks me off about all this. They can have their beliefs and opinions, but we can't have ours. Well, it's not that you can't have your opinion. You can certainly have your opinion. But as you know, when you make your opinion public, there are consequences. And if you're not in the situation of Drew Brees, it's really easy to say, well, I wouldn't have changed my mind. I don't know what business you're in. But if you said something that would really negatively impact you and your business, you might handle it differently. So again, it's really easy to say, well, you know, because where are you going? You're hanging out with your friends and your family, and so you're giving your opinions, but there's no consequence to that. But for some people, there's a consequence. And for many businesses, there's a consequence for somebody expressing an opinion like that. So I think it's good that Drew Brees apologized, if that's what he felt, and it sounds like he really was sorry for what he said. And this goes back to talking about, in an interview, talking about he thinks people should stand for the national anthem. And it was the way that he worded it that made it seem to me as if he just really wasn't thinking about the climate of the country today. And I'm sure he still believes that you should stand for the national anthem. You should respect our flag. I don't think that has changed about Drew Brees at all. But he shouldn't have even answered that particular question. So, in any event, wearing a mask is, you know, still a big, big issue. And as I just mentioned, President Trump appears to be ready to wear a mask, I guess, for the first time. I don't know if we're going to see pictures of that. I mean, they could have the president so hidden that he could say he wore a mask. And if he says he wore a mask, I'm sure we can believe him. If he says he did it, I'm sure he is going to wear a mask. But it will be interesting to see if the White House allows photographs of President Trump wearing a mask to get out. And if they do allow that, it seems to me that then they are also, you know, trying to open up to a broader group than just his base. So we'll see if that happens. So in Los Angeles, you can get a citation for not wearing a mask.
Hey, sir, just to inform you, you know, per government order, you're required to wear a face mask.
Patrols are out in force in West Hollywood, California, to make sure people have a face covering on. Edward Ramirez is a captain with the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
We made the decision collectively with the city council, with the city manager and the public safety director, to step up the game a little bit and start to enforce the rules and regulations.
So if you don't want to put on a mask,
we don't want to give out citations. But for people who absolutely refuse to wear a mask, I can guarantee you they are going to receive a citation.
That will cost people $300 for the first offense to more than $500 for a fourth violation. I'm Shelley Adler.
That's from the Associated Press. All right, if you want to join us this afternoon, 504-260-1870. That is our text number. That is also our call-in number. And earlier today, I saw some police action going on downtown outside of my apartment. And from my apartment window, I did live coverage on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air, of NOPD action. This woman was being arrested. I don't know what she did, but she was being arrested, and she was resisting arrest. And it looked as if the NOPD officers were doing the right thing in how they handled her. And since there's been so much negativity about the police handling suspects in the media, I wanted to share what was a positive story. What was a story about how they used caution, and they handled her the way they felt like they needed to handle her. And at one point, there were seven police cars at this corner downtown. And the woman was resisting arrest. When they started to get her to one of the police cruisers, she literally sat down on the side of the street, and she wouldn't get up. They finally called EMS. EMS came in, and they put her in the EMS vehicle and I guess took her to UMC. Now, the police appeared to do their job perfectly well, and I wanted to share that. But to be honest with you, I haven't checked to see how many people were watching that. It's 24 minutes long. But because nothing bad happened, it's kind of boring. And so this, I mention this because this explains the point that I make about news and what gets attention. And it's you, the audience, that decides what's on the news and what gets attention and what gets promoted and what gets more coverage than other things. If this woman had been resisting arrest to the point where the police were really taking real physical action against her, even if they were following protocol, that would have gotten a lot of attention. Now, I didn't know how this was going to end because this was live on my Facebook page earlier today. And it ended peacefully. It ended with the woman being put on a stretcher and put in the EMS vehicle and taken away. Now, if it had not ended that way, and I didn't know how it was going to go, but I just wanted to share with you what appeared to be police officers doing their job in a cautious, proper manner. But again, that's not as interesting as when something goes wrong. So remember, this video on my Facebook page is a perfect example of how good news or news that where something ends okay is not going to get much attention. But if there's a mistake, if something goes wrong, that's going to get attention. It's going to get played and played and replayed over and over again. So what I did earlier, and looking back on it, it really does kind of explain how sensational news really gets the most attention. All right. Yes, summer in the city, in the suburbs, in the rural areas, down on the bayou, on the beaches. It is summer in the city, and it's hot. We may even set records today or this weekend. I'm Scooch. We'll be right back on WWL. It's Friday, July the 10th. I thought this would be over by now, but I consistently like to remind you on this show that it's not over yet. That's the bad news. The good news is most of us have survived, and we're at this point July 10th. And I think this shows that we can get through this. Let's just be smart about it. So I'm getting some text here about my posting of a video that showed the police doing their job. And some people will criticize that, of course. But I also am getting some texts that, you know, more people should do this. People should, here's one that says people need to start sharing positive police interactions like they do the negative ones. The problem is people don't care to watch it. And so this is the point that I try to make when it comes to the news is a reflection of the audience. And this is the conclusion I've come to after studying mass communication throughout my my career. So I put this positive video up. It's not going to get the attention. And you can check it out. It's on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air. And, you know, it was live, so I didn't know how it was going to end, but I saw the police officers doing their job, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to capture this. I'm going to share this. I'm going to share this live. It's 24 minutes long. It ended peacefully. So there's really not much to see. But this was showing police doing their job. And it showed how long it took for them to properly deal with this woman. And the efforts that they took to bring this to a peaceful end. And so it's in real time. But it ain't exciting. Good news is not as exciting as bad news in terms of what captures our attention. So that's the point that I'm making. Here's a text that says you're 100% right about your video. Here's a text that says, that's great. Instead of her going to jail, now who's going to pay for the EMS ride, then pick her up and take her to jail? Well, I'm paying for it. You know, I was billed for, I was hit by a motorcycle, just about a little over a year ago. And I was taken to UMC, which is not my hospital, is Tulane. But I was taken to the trauma unit at UMC, and I have protested the bill that I received because of people like this. I mean, why am I paying this bill if they're picking me up and I have insurance? Why am I paying this bill and this woman's not paying her bill? And people like this don't pay their bills. So I was very resentful of getting that. And it's just another example of if you can pay, they try to get you to pay. If you can't pay, you go free. Free from paying anyway. All right, let's get to some of your calls. From New Orleans, David, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how's it going?
Good.
I just wanted to get your opinion. I've been seeing a lot of Philadelphia Eagles players, in my opinion, kind of stepping in and supporting attributed quotes to Hitler, which were false, but also quoting Louis Farrakhan. And I find it very disturbing, but I'm not hearing a lot about it. I wanted to see what you had to say. Your thoughts were?
Well, I don't think anybody should be quoting those people. And you know, yesterday we were talking about maybe it was the day before. This week we talked about the state representative in North Louisiana, Danny McCormick, who said that the people who are not wearing masks are going to become the enemy, like the Jews during the Holocaust. And I just don't think it serves anybody. I don't think it serves anybody's purpose to make a reference to the Holocaust or to Hitler when they're trying to make a point today. It never seems to work out right, and I would say that about those comments that are being made today about that.
Yeah, it just feels like they're doubling down, and people are saying that they were misunderstood, but I haven't heard anyone re-explain what they meant. What are they trying to say? If their original words aren't being understood, then what is the message they're trying to send? Because I just can't.
Yeah. I don't know. You're right. I haven't heard that either.
I appreciate it.
We'll see if all right, David. I'm glad you called. We'll see if pressure builds up to the point where at some point they have to explain what they said. For Metairie, Ken, you're on WWL.
Hey man, I just find it ironic that LaToya asked the Kern family to use Gallier Hall for, you know, Lane's memorial service today, considering Gallier Hall, named after a slave owner, him and his wife owned slaves, built with slave labor. You know, when we got a commission going on right now trying to rename streets, take down monuments and all of that, how do you feel about, you know, Gallier Hall and LaToya asking the Kern family to use that? And I'm going to hang up and listen.
You know what? All right, Ken. I hadn't really thought about it until just now. It didn't occur to me. I'm sure there's something negative about anybody that's named anything, unless it's named Jesus Christ. So we really need to rethink naming anything after anybody. So, I mean, I don't know. Look, there's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of lines that gets crossed here. You have something at Gallier Hall. So Gallier doesn't have the greatest reputation in the minds of many. And then you've got across the street at Lafayette Square, you've got the John McDonough statue vandalized and pulled down. So, you know, again, where do you draw the line? Where does it end? Is it everybody that owns slaves? Because that's going to really change a lot. And not that I in any way support slavery, because I don't, but I can't speak for those who lived at that time. I'd like to think that as a human being, I would have recognized that slavery's wrong. But you and I don't know how we would have reacted. I mean, we can think about how we would react. I think about how I would react to that. But we don't know for sure. So is everybody who ever owned a slave, are they doomed? Certainly in the context of the world today, that is horrible behavior. I mean, that is like totally unacceptable. But at one time, it was. We can't change the past, but thank God that doesn't exist anymore. From New Orleans, Richard, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for taking my call, brother.
Sure.
There's a lot of important things. I want to really talk about the first thing you were talking about, that it ain't over. And I just want to comment about the statues. I'm not going to get the statues. I agree that those that went up, you know, and offensive and this, that, and another, the way they're coming down, don't tear them down. Take them down in the proper way. And, Jan, whatever you do from there, that's a whole other story. As far as putting something back up, and you got the same situation as the gentleman was just saying, that somebody was slave owner. You said it's trying to, you're taking them down because of that reason. You're putting them up for that reason. So that needs to be a discussion. However, we got 74,636,000 people that caught the case here in Louisiana. We got, what, over half a million or just above a half a million people in the state? And that's a lot.
No, we've got close to 4 million. People in Louisiana.
Okay. No. 4 million? 300,000. A quarter million. Over half a million. Under half a million. I don't think we got 4 million. Smoke.
No, there's 4 million people in the state of Louisiana. About 4 million people.
Okay, let's go with that.
I mean, that's not an opinion. Yeah, it's not my opinion.
Right. That's fine. But, you know, I'm just referring to the cases of what we have. And then we reported 2,642 cases. We got 3,072 deaths. 25 just was added today. And we got 1,117 hospitalizations. 75 was added today. And you got 122 on ventilators, and 12 was on ventilators. And it's mind-boggling to me that how we continue to make all these excuses talking about the science and the data not there. There's a lot we don't know about this thing. So the science and data is constantly changing every minute, on an hour. And that's a reality. There's some things, a lot of things we don't know. So, but what we do know is the mask, social distance, avoiding large gatherings. We know these things work, Scoop. It helps out. That's not
well,
the
it
only
sure
thing,
seems like it does.
Things,
I mean, it's seems obvious to me, which is why I do it. That's no guarantee I'm not going to get it. I mean, I could still get it.
Well,
I know people who have been really careful, and they've gotten it.
And that's going to happen as well. Even some of your healthcare workers, doctors, has caught it, and they died.
Right.
Because we're about to run into another problem with them. Because now, just the thing. You see, I got to go there, agentearnsdown.com, because it's leadership. When it starts at the top, and they're giving these all type of, you got the government fighting the government. That's a problem, school. You got the government talking about the government. That's the problem right there. You got to be on the same page. The CDC,
well,
going
it is
different from the from the FDA and from the Fauci.
I know.
Sideline of Fauci. You know. That's,
and now, apparently Donald Trump is not talking to Dr. Fauci.
The Fauci.
And I mean, if you're not gonna talk to the guy, then just be honest enough and just fire him.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, it's ridiculous,
you know,
that he doesn't. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
No, it's a shame. Well, I'm going to have to get to a break here, Rashard. It would be nice if there was a consistent message, and I would think that the president would more listen to the experts than his own impression of what he thinks is the situation. Here's a text that says it's actually just over 4 million people in Louisiana. Okay, I knew it was around 4 million people. You know, a really sad thing happened this week. Well, it really wasn't that sad. I mean, actually, it's kind of encouraging. This week, Ringo Starr turned 80 years old. And we talked about that on the show. And it just was quite a milestone. When you think about the baby boomer generation today, now the establishment, and Ringo Starr has hit 80. And he, of course, part of the Beatles, and just such an important milestone in the lives of baby boomers. But, you know, the guy's still performing. He still looks great. And, I mean, he never had that great of a voice anyway, so he still sounds good. But this was one of his early hits as a solo artist. And Ringo still going strong at 80 years old. And I think that should give us all reassurance that, you know what, it's okay to get older. It's okay to mature. We can still do what we're doing. Just take care of yourself. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. So how do you feel about the future? I mean, you think the future is pretty bright? I mean, I'm going to still be optimistic. I know we're still going through a tough time, and some of you are going through a tougher time than some of us. And some of us are going through a tougher time than others. But I'm still convinced that we are going to persevere and get through this. So Lady Antebellum, because of all that has gone on concerning racial tension, race relations in America, Lady Antebellum has changed their name. They're now Lady A. Well, there was a singer in Seattle, is still a singer in Seattle, who goes by the name of Lady A. Lady Antebellum, Lady A, formerly Lady Antebellum, is suing Lady A because she won't stop using the name. But she started using the name before the country band Lady A was even in existence. So we'll talk about that controversy here in just a few minutes. Here's a text that says, my son just told me, where's this text? My son just told me that Drew Brees, that Eminem says F Drew Brees. Now, I can take him putting down Trump, but Drew Brees is too far. Yeah, Eminem is out with some new stuff, and it's very passionate. It's some of it is very political, and he's very negative about President Trump. And also, at one point in a song, he says F Drew Brees, but really actually says it. Critical of Drew Brees for saying what he said about kneeling for the national anthem. So, you know, we can't play the song because it says F, you know, because it has the F word in it. So we can't actually play the song. But, you know, there are people who are going to be really upset with that. There are people who are upset with Drew Brees. And he's apologized several times over what he said. And then that caused controversy because a lot of people didn't think he should even apologize. But I guess you can argue that it's good for business, and I guess that's what Drew Brees considered. And it's easier for some people to have an opinion when their opinion isn't known by the public and when their business isn't impacted by their opinion. And there are people who keep their opinions to themselves because they don't want it to have a negative impact on their business or what they do for a living. Also, I want to mention that I posted a video, and I talked about this a little while ago, but this really does speak to my point about how the media works. There was a police action on a corner of my street that I could see from my apartment window. And at one point, there were 7 police cars there. And NOPD was arresting a woman who apparently was on the street. She had no shoes. She had a suitcase with her. And I don't know what happened. I don't know what the situation was. But when I first saw what was going on down there, and I heard a bunch of sirens, so I went to the window and looked, and I saw NOPD doing their job. And they had handcuffed a woman but the woman was resisting. And when they got close to putting her at one of the police cruisers, she literally sat down in the street and would not get up. And I was carrying this live on my Facebook page because I wanted to share the police doing their job. Because so often it's the police doing something wrong that gets so much attention in the media. But the reality is not as many people are going to pay attention to what I posted. And it's 24 minutes long. And I didn't know how it was going to end. But I got this sense that the police were doing their job and handling this woman in the right way with a lot of caution. And ultimately, an EMS vehicle shows up and they take her away. But I shared it because I wanted to show the police doing their job and apparently following protocol. That was good. But what's negative about it is that not enough people care to even post that kind of stuff. I mean, I posted it. I don't regret posting that at all or carrying that live, and I didn't know how it was going to end. But since it ended peacefully, fewer people are going to view it. And it's on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page right now. But it's not as exciting because nothing goes wrong. So this really speaks to my point about how when something negative happens, it gets a hell of a lot more attention than when something positive happens. And the length of the video is 24 minutes. And that's how long the police were dealing with this woman. That's how long they tried to get her to stand up and she wouldn't. And I couldn't hear anything, but I could tell that they were leaning over and talking to the woman who was sitting down in the street. And so I applauded NOPD in narrating the video for how they were handling this woman. But since it ended without incident, I mean, the woman was taken away, but it ended without incident. Again, it's not going to get as many views as if it was negative. If it was negative, if something bad happened, man, that would be going viral on my Facebook page. So this is a way of explaining how you, the audience, really determine what is covered by the news. Okay, so Lady Antebellum changed their name to Lady A. And they had also copyrighted Lady A. So they have the rights to Lady A as well. Well, there's a singer in Seattle who goes by the name of Lady A. And I believe she started long before Lady Antebellum ever got together. So Lady A, the country band, is suing Lady A, the singer in Seattle, because she won't stop using the name Lady A. And, it just seems like this is a ridiculous argument. You know, Lady A, the country band, can go by Lady A, and there can be a Lady A singer. I mean, I don't see where this is any kind of really copyright infringement. I mean, I understand technically how it is, but if you think about it, these are two different genres. Not even in the same musical genre. So if I were Lady Antebellum, Lady A, the country group, I would let it go. So we'll play a song from Lady A, the singer, when we come out of this break. I'm Scoot on WFUL. All right, this is the singer, Lady A, from Seattle. Her name is Anita White. She goes by Lady A, and this is a song that she's done called Doing Fine. Kind of a jazzy-sounding tune. So what do you think of this battle? The band formerly known as Lady Antebellum is now Lady A because in the midst of all of this conversation about race relations in America, they changed the name from Lady Antebellum to Lady A. Well, now there's a singer in Seattle who is upset, and I've got a text here that says the singer sued the band Lady A for $10 million. And they tried to work it out because it seems like they really should. Two different genres. But, you know, if she's just trying to get a payday here, I don't know. I mean, look, she had the name first. And there's something in the law, I believe there's something in the law that is respected called prior usage. And if somebody has established something even before it's copyrighted, then maybe they still have a right to it. And we'll continue this conversation. It's Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot on WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.